first game back for you tonight. How did you feel out there overall?
I mean, it's tough, right, for 2 weeks when you're not seeing game action. So I don't think my legs and my reads were there at the beginning, but obviously got better as the game went on. But fortunately, it wasn't enough for my side. And, you know, just tried to battle through. And, you know, unfortunately, as I said, one goal short.
Obviously, not the result you wanted, but did you kind of feel the team get some energy there off those saves early in the third?
I don't think it's because of the saves. Like, I just thought we simplified our game a little bit. You know, I think we kind of found maybe our legs as well, or, you know, we find an extra grid that was our strength whole season. And, you know, I think it did. All the guys here are in really good shape, so, you know, we are able to make that late push almost every single game, but obviously not ideal, you know, be down 20 seconds in or 40 seconds in again. So something that, you know, our goaltending group's got to work on a little bit more too, you know, just be more focused maybe, you know, first five or first 10, whatever that is. So, you know, it's not easy being down every single game, you know, but just had a good battle, but not enough.
How hard is it for a goalie being off, for, like you said, like 2 weeks and then getting into a game? I mean, game action is very different from practice. So is it in general a little hard to get back?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even if you skate with three or four guys, you're never going to see, you know, 10 bodies in front of you, you know, just crossing your view or tipping pucks and stuff like that. But I think that, you know, Joe Mealy, our trainer, did an awesome job with me getting me back as soon as possible. And so is Dilly, you know, just trying to, you know, work on those little details that I think that, you know, I still need to work on, but not good enough. But, you know, still 29 games left, so I think that if you play in the third, we still have a little chance.
Did you feel like they were maybe trying to make you move a lot because you hadn't been playing for so long? They were trying to make you move side to side a lot?
I don't think so. I think they have a skilled group, you know, they are a good team for sure. And but I thought that, you know, we deserve to at least grab a point from this building because, you know, obviously some guys played a really good hockey game, especially TK, right? So, not good enough, but learn from it, get better, stay positive.
Yeah, I mean, again, it doesn't get points, but it's the second time that TK's kind of put the team on his back there, I guess, offensively. That's got to be a boost back there, too.
Yeah, like, we all know he's our big dog, as everybody says. So, you know, we're happy that, you know, he's going, but at the same time, you know, it's a team game. Mm-hmm. You know, we just can't rely on one or two players that we cannot expect from him scoring a hat-trick every single game, scoring two. You know, he's a player like everybody else, and obviously one of our best players. But, you know, we just can't rely on him. We just got to play a really good team game like we did at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, just grind it through because, you know, obviously that stretch wasn't easy, a lot of games, but we just got to dig in.
Thanks, Dan.